வாட் இஸ் நோ ஆனந்த ஹவுஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் தேர்ஃபோர் சச்சிதானந்த் சத்தியம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்ம அகமேவ வெரி கிளியர் தட் இஸ் வேர் யூ கேன் பிளேஸ் ஐ தட்ஸ் வாட் பட் யூ சுட் பிளேஸ் ஐ இன் அகம் சத்தியம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்ம வாட் அபவுட் ஜெகத் அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி ஈஸ்வர அப்படி பிரம்மைவ ஜெகத் அப்படி பிரம்மைவ அகம் பிரம்ம ஜெகத் பிரம்ம ஈஸ்வர பிரம்ம காட் இட் கிளியர் ஆர் நாட் இஸ் தர் ஈஸ்வர சிட்டிங் அதர் தென் பிரம்ம அவுட் சைட் வேர் இஸ் ஈஸ்வர பிரம்மைவ வேர் ஆர் யூ ஸ்பெக் ஓகே பிரம்ம What about this jagat? Jagat, when I say that which comes and goes, that which comes and goes, jayate, kachati, iti jagat, this manifesting, becoming unmanifest, manifesting, becoming unmanifest. Punaha, punaha, yat vyaktam bhavati, avyaktam bhavati, vyaktat, avyaktam bhavati, avyaktat, vyaktam bhavati. That jagat is what? Also mithya. Including what means jagat means you have to include your body, mind, and corpus. You have to include time and space. Therefore, time is mithya, space is mithya, and all forms, names, and functions obtaining in the realm of time and space is mithya. The entirety of the objective universe is mithya. And what is satyam? Abstract, formless. Inexplicably subtlest reality, which is of the nature of consciousness existence, and which is ever of the nature of limitlessness, fullness of happiness alone, is satyam. Here, it is like now peeling the onion. We peel the onion, keep on peeling it. Okay, what is inside? What is inside? We keep on onion. And inside and outside. There's no inside. Does this reality have inside? Tell me. Does the reality have inside? No inside. Does outside? No. But anything, the inside and outside, from the standpoint of something, is not outside of this reality. Understand? That is why we say inexplicable. Where is inside? What is inside? It just, understanding happens, what it is, but you can't explain. Understand? And this is what is satyam. This is what is fact about what is. Fact about what is, it means what is absolutely, is abstract formless reality, which is the independent entity. Apart from this, whatever is, as though plural, as though the world of duality, plurality, okay, involving the duality, what is this? And colorful, isn't it? This is actually is as though, even though it's gross, perceptible, conceivable, describable with attributes, still it's all mithya. It is as though. What is indescribable, what's imperceptible, what's inexplicable, abstract is satyam. It is mithya. Understand? Here, it is not even to establish aham brahmasmi. There is absolutely, there is no absolute. What is absolute is this truth. Absolutely, there is no I, relative. Jagat, relative. Ishvara, relative status. That's why Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Surupam is one. This essential oneness of the Jiva, Jagat and Ishvara. Absolutely, what is there is only Brahma. If we say, what have we negated now? I has been resolved. Not negated, I can say resolved. Cognitively, in its soul. In the wake of the vision of one's own self being Brahma, you resolve the Jagat also. Ishvara status also becomes resolved. Isn't it? Then, once I itself is resolved, how can you talk about the problems of the I? And how can the declensions exist? I, me, by me, because of me, for me, to me, mine, of mine, of me. Understand how? In me. How can it be declensions? All these declensions have no meaning. Only if I is there, then you can talk about what? Me, by me, because of me, for me, to me, from me, in me, of me. Isn't it? All these declensions have no meaning. Then declensions are not there means what can you talk of as yours, belonging to you, from you, of you, or in you, I think. Everything becomes knocked off there. Understand? This is what is absolutely real. Otherwise, temporarily, what was experienced as this, it was as the huge and all those things, really it is not there. Understand? This is the only fact all Mahatmas all over India, in all the languages, have revealed the same thing in all the languages. We'll go to the next verse. Now, once it is made very clear in the process of unfoldment how I cannot be resolved anywhere other than substrate formless reality, which alone is of the nature of consciousness existence and which is ever of the nature of fullness of happiness, limitlessness, we understood. But now the question comes, these three words reveal the essential nature of the only reality, which means the doubt is possible. Does reality have three parts? Maybe each nature, you know, we each talk of the nature of each part of reality. It's because of the possible doubts. That doubt is resolved here in this following verse. So consciousness, existence, limitlessness, implying the Swarupa or only reality, are not parts of reality. Why? Reality is the abstract, subtlest, and there's nothing beyond reality. Reality is beyond everything. Therefore, being the subtlest, it is pervasive of even the all-pervasive space, means space itself is indivisible, undivided, partless soul. And how can reality be divided or indivisible? So it is also partless. Avayava rahitam nir avayava niravayavam sadvaste. The absolute reality is partless. Absolutely partless. Being partless, isn't it? It is not subject to fall apart. What is that which can fall apart? What is it which is subject to fall apart? Isn't it? That which is constituted of parts, many parts put together, then it's subject to fall apart. Isn't it? Whereas reality being the absolutely indivisible, undivided, partless whole. To understand this, we have no example other than this space. Okay? Sarthaka will ask me, space is time bound. Why is this space? Because no other example available. Space alone is available. Okay? Space is the spatially limitless. Space is the only undivided, indivisible, partless whole. Isn't it? Even this space itself seems to be divided because of the wall standing in the space. There's only seeming division. The space is not really divided. Space cannot be divided. The walls themselves stand in space. How can they divide the space? Isn't it? So all these walls, all these enclosures, they seem to be dividing the space, and we talk about spaces. We talk about the spaces, many spaces of various places. Isn't it? Really speaking, there are not spaces. What is only space? It is indivisible, undivided, partless, because it is the subtlest of other elements. It is pervasive of all elements. And space is the only thing within the realm of the material world, material objects, only thing which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, which is free from spatial limitation. Everything else other than the space, subject to spatial limitation. So space, such space itself is indivisible, and we understand very well all these so-called enclosures, such as parts, etc., exist in space. That's why there's inside and outside our parts. We have part space and outside our space. And with all this seemingly enclosed dividing walls themselves stand in space. It's indivisible in the same way. This consciousness being one indivisible partless whole is inside and outside of everything. All the so-called forms, names and functions with their activities and the experience, everything here exists in the space of consciousness only, including space, isn't it? Therefore, it is partless whole. Therefore, it is not subject to divisions, which means it is free from all the bhedas, differences. I taught you this much earlier, vijatiya bhedaha, isn't it? Difference between the species of two different classes. We can say what? Vijatiya bhedaha. Manushya jati, sthavara jati. Or mruga jati, sthavara jati. Means difference between beings of two species or two classes. Vijatiya bhedaha. Sajatiya bhedaha. And the difference between the species of the same class, same group. Within the animals, we can say wild animals and domestic animals. So like that, within, we can make as many different groups of beings of which are subject to vijatiya bheda, sajatiya bheda, swagata bheda also. Swagata bheda means, swagata bheda is possible only of anything which has parts. It can be a tree or an animal or a human being or anything. Anything which has parts, is subject to what? Is said to be having swagata bheda, isn't it? The difference within a given being or object, like, you know, head is different, parts, feet are different, knees are different, like that. So here, this is partless whole. Therefore, this upstart formless reality is absolutely free from vijatiya bhedaha, sajatiya bhedaha, swagata bhedaha, being free from all these differences. It is what? One and the only secondless entity. There is no second upstart formless reality, no second consciousness existence. Therefore, understand, it is not subject to any bheda. And not only that, it also non-dual. Even matter, you cannot count as second thing. So non-dual also, we say. Being one secondless non-dual is absolutely free from all the differences. Therefore, what? It is one partless whole means these three are not parts. Satyam is one part of Brahman. Jnana is one part of Brahman. No. It is these three words do not say anything of the parts of Brahman. They only reveal this swarupam of the only reality from three different standpoints. Understand now? Which means this reality is abstract, formless, subtlest entity, independent entity. And this entity, you cannot even say reality is consciousness. Understand? All these days, consciousness. Now is there suddenly reality is not consciousness? Yes. Reality is not consciousness. Reality is not existence. Reality is not fullness of happiness. No, reality is not anything. Reality is, isn't it? We, for want of experience, there's something abstract, formless, inexplicable, subtlest, that's all you can say. And what are these three words then? Consciousness, our knowledge or awareness is a term, again, used, which implies the reality in terms of this given nature from the standpoint of the known. From the standpoint of anything and everything which comes to light. Inert. The standpoint of the inert material world of objects. Is it clear now? And can you talk about the existence then? No. Existence also. Reality is not existence. Existence is a word, okay, which implies reality terms, okay, in terms of given nature from the standpoint of the world, okay, which enjoys existence. It is this reality because of the presence of which the inert material world, which has no independent existence of its own, enjoys existence. The standpoint of the world, from the standpoint of the world, existence is understood to be the swarupam of reality, this abstract reality. The standpoint of the known world, isn't it? And reality is understood to be of the nature of pure knowledge consciousness. Is it clear now? From the standpoint, again, the world of beings, which is subject to all three possible limitations. From that angle, limitlessness being the nature of realities. Limitlessness, a word, implies reality in terms of the given nature. From the standpoint of the angle of what? Everything which is subject to time and subject to limitations. Therefore, even Satyam Jnanam Anandam or Satyachit Anandaha also are not the words which reveal the reality directly. They do not reveal, understand? No word can be used. No word can be used. So all three words are used. Understand now? To reveal the reality in terms of given nature from the standpoint of this inert material objective world, which has no independent existence and which is ever the nature of inertness and which is subject to all three limitations. Understand? Otherwise, the standpoint of reality, you cannot say reality is consciousness, reality is existence, reality is limitlessness, or fullness of happiness. Nothing can you say. Reality is abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest, some vastu. How do you arrive at it? Thanks to Shastram. The Pramanam, Shastram also helps us to stumble upon the truth, afterwards keeps quiet. Shastram itself resolves. Shastram itself becomes Mithya. Understand? Therefore, they are not three parts. Never take it as three parts. So he is going to say in the past following verse, Nahi nana swarupam syat. Nahi nana swarupam syat. Nahi nana swarupam syat. Ekam vastu kadachana. Ekam vastu kadachana. Ekam vastu kadachana. Nahi nana swarupam syat. Ekam vastu kadachana. Tasmad akhandaye vasmi. Vijahajjagatim bidam. తస్మాదఖండయేవాస్మి విజహజ్జాగతిం విదాం. He says, ekam vastu kadachana nana swarupam nasyat. Ekam vastu kadachana nana swarupam syat. See, ekam vastu, the one and the only reality. Okay. Is not of three natures. Oh, three different natures, which means there are three different parts. Yeah? No, one and the only reality cannot be of three natures means what? Vastu alone is there. We, from the standpoint of the universe alone, reality is understood to be of three natures from the standpoint of this world. From the standpoint of reality is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Because it's not an action. Knowing is not an action. Lending existence is not an action. Lending existence is not an action. Knowing is not an action. Being full is not an action. Listen, being, understand now, and being a source of happiness is also not an action. It's the nature, swarupam. So three different, that is looked upon as swarupam from the standpoint of the world of objects only. Is it clear now? From which standpoint? From the standpoint of the abstract formless reality, is reality a source of happiness? Does it make anything happy? Reality does not make anyone happy, anybody happy. Reality is. That reality lend existence to the world. Does reality create the world? Reality destroy the world. That reality, let's say, we say what? The world enjoys, reality lends existence. No, it doesn't lend existence. Does reality know the world? It doesn't know. So what does it do? Just is. But from the standpoint of the world, which can never shine by itself at all, which is ever of the nature of infinite, why is world? The world is matter. It doesn't matter. Okay? World is matter. It is ever of the nature of inertness. Being inert is what? The nature of the matter, material world. So it can never shine by itself. It can never shine by itself. It can never reveal its existence by itself. It can never have the status of being existent by itself. It has to shine. The world has to shine. It has to come to light. To have the status of being existent, for which has to become the known. Now it becomes the known. The world which does not have consciousness, sentiency, knowledge of its own, now shines, comes to light, has the status of being existent because of the presence of something else. Understand? See, we can say what? This substance is called light here. Light doesn't do anything, just light is. But now we can say from the standpoint of this, we can say what? It is the light, okay, which is of the nature of illumining, which contributes, because of which the people are coming, people are sitting, class are happening. From the standpoint of what's happening in the presence of light, light is looked upon as what? Illuminator. Does light say I'm illuminator? Or can we say light is of the act of illumining, involved the act of illumining? No. Just sannidhi matrena. A beautiful verse, word, I like it. Sannidhi matrena manch. By is a mere presence, existence. It contributes for what? Illumination. And in illumination, many things are happening. People are coming, people are sitting, things are being put. Many things are happening. That's why sannidhi eva mangalam. Blessing is what? Presence itself is a blessing. Presence of the reality itself is blessing. That's why Mangalamurti. Bhagavan was saying Mangalamurti. As they like the word Yoga Mangala Rahu. He was saying, Yoga, remember that word? Today we have that afternoon, we have to sit and make a note of what are the temples you visited, the names of Bhagmurtis you have to write. We should remember, because remembering the names also is very auspicious, know that? Because so much stress is even. How connecting yourself with Bhagavan contributes for auspiciousness. Isn't it? At least that initially is dragged from unwanted things and trying to put in place Bhagavan, isn't it? So Mangalamurti, auspiciousness. It's another big word, okay? Auspicious. What is auspicious? What does it mean by saying auspiciousness? Presence itself is auspiciousness. So Mangalam. Because in his presence, things are happening. In the same way, here also, these prakriyas help us arrive at something, stumble upon something, and then what we arrive at, what we stumble upon, will help us. We cannot deny this, nothing is there. Can you say that nothing is there? Can you say that? Just because what is arrived at is formless, abstract. Can you say nothing is there? Nothing is there. No form. Nothing perceptible. Can you say no? But there's nowhere. There's nowhere. Formless nowhere. Why do you say nowhere? Because it is known. And who is the knower? That formless vastu. Understand? That's why this objective universe has no knowledge of its own, consciousness of its own, sentience of its own, no existence of its own. But now it shines. It comes to light. It becomes the known. Understand? Therefore, what is that? Because of the presence of which the world enjoys the status of being the known. That is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, consciousness or pure knowledge or awareness is a term used, okay, mentioned here, because it's revealing, okay, implying the nature of the reality in terms of knowing from the standpoint of the known. From the standpoint of conscious reality, reality is not even consciousness. Understood or not? Understood or not? Nod your heads or say like this or like this. In the same way, we say what? This entire objective universe has no independent existence. If it doesn't become the known, it will lose its state of being existent, even though abstract reality does not create the matter. Just as light does not create the opaque things, their forms are, I said, light is itself. Without the material world, is not created by the light consciousness. It doesn't create it. But the opaque, the matter has its own, okay, being pervaded by consciousness. The matter has its own way of becoming manifest, becoming unmanifest. There's something subtlest matter. We say, talk about the grossest matter, the matter of the three different conditions. And this matter is ever of nature of undergoing changes. And in keeping the law of convertibility, also you can say what now? Say the gross matter becomes energy, energy becomes matter, gross matter, isn't it? So interconvertibility is possible on the part of the matter. That is also possible. But still, that's all because of what? The interconvertibility is also because of the blessing of consciousness only. Understand? But so this world, objective universe, which can never have the status of exist at all. It will remain covered in darkness of ignorance, losing the status of being existent. But now, suddenly, it has a status of being existent for some time. Again, it remains unmanifest, as though it is not there. It becomes, again, it has a status of being existent for some time. Again, it is there as though it is non-existent, as though it is non-existent. Even if it is known also, it is really non-existent, because there is no independent existence. But still, this world enjoys its status of being existent because it is known, because of the presence of this reality from the standpoint of the world, okay, which enjoys existence. The reality is as though lending existence. Therefore, it is, you know, existence is the nature of the reality. Okay? So reality cannot be missed in the form of existence whenever the world of objects is experienced. Therefore, from the standpoint of the world which enjoys existence, existence being is reality is understood in terms of its nature of existence. From the standpoint of reality, you cannot say even existence is its nature, existence. No word can be used. Do you see this now? Very important, very much subtler teaching here. And what about happiness? There's an experience of pleasure, experience of joy, experience of different degrees of joy. We cannot deny our experience. Okay. And what is that? Because of the presence of which something called experience of joy, pleasure, happiness is possible. Isn't it? The world of object which is not a source of happiness at all, now is looked upon as object of pleasure, isn't it? It has the desirability. Every object has the desirability because of its being an object of pleasure. That desirability on the part of the object, having the status of being an object of pleasure, is because of what now? Because of the reality. Therefore, from the standpoint of the desirability of the inert object as an object of pleasure, which we say what? Happiness, fullness of happiness is the nature of the reality. So this reality is understood in terms of its nature of consciousness, existence, fullness of happiness only from the standpoint of the world of objects. From the standpoint of abstract formless reality, reality is not even consciousness, existence, limitlessness. Understand? What is it? It is inexplicably subtlest, one, indivisible, undivided, partless whole. So these are not three parts of conscious reality. What is this now? Akhandam. Let me say it. Therefore, the teacher says, Ekam vastu kadachana nana swarupam bhavati, nana swarupam syat. Ekam vastu kadachana nana swarupam syat. Is it there now? Nana, various. Nana means many. One and only secondless reality cannot be of, okay, many swarupams, many natures. And then, tasmat, therefore, jagatim bhidam vijahat. Jagatim bhidam vijahat. Aham akhandaha. So who am I now? I, the reality, am ever akhandaha. Okay, akhandaha means what? Parkless. Khandarahitaha. Parkless, indivisible, undivided, parkless, whole. I am. How? Jagatim vidam vijahat. See, vidaha, please make it a bid, bid. Okay? Bid is a root actually. Sometimes, because of some specific addition of some specific affix, the root itself becomes a noun. Bid itself is taken to be bhedaha, noun. The root itself becomes a noun. Bid is equal to bhedaha. Bhedaha means difference. Difference, we can say even differentiation or distinction. Bhidam means of differences. The differences pertaining to the jagat are said to be jagati bhidaha. Again, bid is a feminine word also. Jagati bhidaha. Jagat sambandhi bhidaha, jagati bhidaha. Understand? See, anything pertinent to jagat is what? Jagati. Jagati bhidaha means differences pertaining to the jagat universe or jagati bhidaha. Jagatim bidam vijahat aham. I who am distinct from this differences pertaining to the jagat. Who am I? Akhandaha. I am one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Understand? That is why this world of countless number of forms, names and functions, the differences and divisions, distinctions, all these are seeming motion in motionless, partless consciousness reality. Seeming different. The world of differences is only what? Seeming. All the differences pertaining to the world are seeming differences, not real difference. Seeming, isn't it? Differences in differenceless consciousness. Undivided, partless consciousness. Aham akhandaha. See, jahati is the word vijahati. Jahati means what? Forsakes. Vijahat means what? If I cognitively deleting the world, if we look at the reality from the center of reality, what is reality? Akhandaha. What is now? That's what is the meaning. Akhandaha. Jahati vijahati means leaving it aside. Leaving the world aside as a mithya. We don't count the world. Not counting, not considering the world, because it is not really there. It's only appearance. Suppose when the question of counting comes, when we show it with reference to the ocean, whole ocean, you start counting how many waves constitute the world, how many waves are there, and you start counting. It's not countable, but still you can try. Okay, and finally you can't focus on countless number of waves constitute the ocean. And finally, when you say there's no wave at all, how can it talk about the countlessness, countability of the waves? Waves are not even countable because they're not really there. From the standpoint of water, when you say there's no wave at all, how can you talk about the number of waves? Isn't it? You know, 10,000 waves are there. The number has no meaning. Number is meaningful only if it is counted. It is there. Understand? Wave is appearance of water. Wave is mithya. Wave is not really there. What is really there is only water. There's not really something called wave. Without water, wave can be by itself, then you can say, can count wave as a wave. Therefore, wave is non-countable. Okay. The non-wave, when the wave is resolved cognitively as water, there's no, only wave is water, wave is water, wave is water. All waves are water. The entire ocean is water. Means there's no ocean, there are no waves from the standpoint of the water, which means akhandam. This and now, you can't talk about the number. Here also. So leaving aside the non-countable vijahat, okay? Leaving aside the non-countable number of waves, you can say what? There's one substance called water. In the same way here, with reference to the entirety of the objective world of plurality, multiplicity, countlessness of beings, forms, differences, everything. Okay? From the standpoint of reality, when you say this whole world is only mithya. It has no existence own. Therefore, what? It's all, every object is what? Manifestation of consciousness. Manifestation of consciousness. Manifestation of consciousness means everything here is only manifestations of the only thing. Means then reality is not countable. Understand? Manifestations are not are the same source. Is satyam. Therefore, leaving aside this so-called manifest universe, if it's the source of manifestation, as you see, what is there? Only one indivisible, undivided, partless, akhandam vastu. Is it clear enough? Don't take it as what? No confusion. Be very clear. Jagatim vidam vijahat. See, the author used, the way he presents the language is something different as well. Jagatim vidam vijahat akhandaha eva asmi means what? Aham akhandaha eva asmi. Aham khandarahitaha asmi. So, Jagati Bidaha. Please make a note. Bid is difference. Bidaha differences. Bidam is the possessive plural form. Understand? Bidam is possessive case plural form. Bid bidau bidaha. Bidaha bedaha. Bid is equal to bedaha. Bidaha is equal to bedaha. Is it clear now? Bidaha is a plural form of bid. Understand? So, bid is equal to what? Bedaha. Difference. Bidaha is equal to bedaha. And jagati bedaha. Jagati bidaha means differences pertaining to this world of duality. Okay? Jagat sambandhinaha bedaha. Jagat sambandhinaha bedaha. Differences related to the world of objects. What are the differences? Okay, Sasan talks about what? Vijatiya bhedaha, swagata bhedaha. Vijatiya, swajatiya, swagata bhedaha. Jagati bhedaha, or jagati bhedaha. Is it clear now? Jagati bhidaha is equal to vijatiya, sajatiya, swagata, bhedaha. All these differences, no? Difference in terms of difference between the species of two different classes, difference between the species of the same class, difference between and the differences between the parts of the same object or person is what? So all these differences belong to what? Only world of objects. Therefore, jagatim vidam vidam vijahat means what? Aham akhandaha means I am free from leaving aside or forsaking the differences in terms of vijati be, hajati be, hugata beda pertaining to the world, I am as the only reality, I am what now? Akhandaha, partless whole. Understand? In fact, what does it imply? Vijahat is a Shatru Anta Shabda of Vijahati. I am the one forsaking those differences. Means what? I am forsaking. But now? Because Bid is a Strilinga Shabda. Beda has a Pullinga Shabda. Bid is a Strilinga Shabda. The root itself is taken as a noun, isn't it? Jagat Sambandhi. Is it clear now? Again, Taddita, anything pertaining to is a Jagat Sambandha Jagati. So, what we need to understand here is what? Aham, see, Aham Sajatiya Vijatiya Swagata Bheda Rahitaha Akhandaha Atma. If I say, what does it mean? So I am forsaking these differences pertaining to the world, means I am forsaking, which, understand now, I am the difference, I am one partless whole, forsaking the differences pertaining to the world, that's what they mean here. What means is I am free from all those differences pertaining to the world. Those differences are not real. They're mithya. They're as though. But they belong to whom? They belong to the world of objects. I am free from those differences. To say I am free from those differences, he uses the word I am vijahat, he says. Again, do I do the job of forsaking? Verb comes means a problem. Am I really forsaking? By my, okay? Very surupam, I am free from all of them. You have to talk about the surupam only from a standpoint to differentiate the vastu from the world, from the standpoint of the world. Is it clear? Otherwise, from the standpoint of the vastu reality, just you can say vastu. That which alone is vastu. And all the so-called, even the word vastu is used to mean any object. Anything, any existent object is vastu. In Tamil we say porul. In English we say an article, isn't it? An object. It is, we say. Absolutely, it is, that alone is as is. Got it? Okay. That is why if you take the, if you analyze the meaning of the word tattvam, tattvam we say, isn't it? What is tattvam? Tat, tad, dakarantaha, shabdaha, tad shabdaha, meaning that. Every object here, okay, it is every object, any object in this world can be denoted by the pronoun that. Isn't it? And bhavaha means existence. Existence enjoyed by every object denotable by the pronoun that is what? Truth, reality. Tattvam is equal to the truth. What is the truth? Truth is that which is in the form of existence enjoyed by every object denoted by the pronoun tad. Tasya bhavaham tattvam. That which is in the form of existence of every object is tattvam, truth. Tasya bhavaha tattvam. Understood now? Answered or not? Nod your head at least. Tasya bhavaha tattvam. Taddhitvam. Taddhitvam means what now actually? Thatness. Tattvam is equal to thatness. What is thatness? The truth, the existence enjoyed by that is thatness. Because of this sandhi, the dakara goes and takara comes. Chatva sandhi, jastva sandhi, you know that. Tattvam. Understand? And the tvam is added, not tvam, second person tvam. Tvam is added, it gives you what the noun is it? Like nyatrutvam, bhoktrutvam, kartrutvam, isn't it? Jagatvam, manushyatvam. Tvam add, that it gives a noun form of it. So tadtvam becomes tattvam. Got it? It's only one tat. One tat. Tattvam. Tasya bhavah tattvam. You mean that which is the existence of everything is free from the differences pertaining to everything else. Jagat. Therefore what? He says, aham jagatim bhidaha vijahat akhandaha aham asmi. Jagati, jagatim bidaha vijahat aham akhandaha asmi means I am partless, undivided, indivisible, partless whole, free from all the differences, vijatiya beda, sajatiya beda, sagata beda, pertaining to the world of objects. Okay.
So
contextual issue. That's why I'm saying where we use words, the words should not be taken only one sense. Different context. See, kada chana, kada. Okay. Kada is what? An indicable word. Kada means when. Sada, always. Sarvada, always. Kada. So whenever the question kada comes, the answer must be in the locative case. We know that, isn't it? Kada means when. Answer must be in the locative case only. When means in the morning, in the evening, in the afternoon, like we say. But when it is kada chana, kada chit, the chit is added means, isn't it? It becomes what now? Sometimes. Kada chit, kada chit vrishtihi bhavati. Sometimes it rains. Sada vrishtihi bhavati. Yeteshu dineshu vrishtihi kada bhavati. In these days, when does it rain? Sada vrishtihi bhavati. Pratakkalata sayankala paryantam kada sada vrishtihi bhavati. Before, people, all these farmers were praying to Bhagavan. No, they all varna japa they were doing. Because all paddy fields were all drying. So they were praying to Bhagavan, okay? Yataha, kimattam janaha prarthayanti sma. Why were they praying? Varna japa they were doing. Varna, please come, please come, please come. Not rain, rain, go away. Rain, rain, come again, come again, come again, come soon again. Why they were praying for rains? Because vrishti, kadachit vrishti bhavati, sometimes it rains. Kadachit vrishti na bhavati api. Sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't also. Kadachit. Got it now? I'm giving example. Kadachit under context. Na kadachit, never. Kadachit sometimes, na kadachit never. Kadachit na. Hare Krishna nakada. Sometimes you can put the na with that. Never. Got it? The chid we add means in this sentence. Same way, but if any interrogative pronoun, you add chid or chana, it gives someone. Kaha avichati? Kaschana avichati. Someone comes. Kaschit comes. The chit chana add some. You can't specifically say who comes. You can say specifically, you can say somebody is coming, this person is coming. Is it clear now? That's why you must be very careful. The grammar class, what you learn, this is all class, everywhere you're learning language only. How the language has to be understood contextually. Very important. Do you know sajati bedaha, vijati bedaha, swagata bedaha? Even sleep, if you're woken up and ask, what is sajati bedaha kaha? Can answer. Vijati bedaha kaha. Swagata bedaha kaha. You are woken up asked midnight. Even sleep. You will answer and sleep. And all these bedas are, and in the bedas are pertaining to this mithya as to seemingly real mist-like world. The world itself is not there, non-countable. How can I talk about differences? That's not real. And what is this? Only this vastu. And this vastu is absolutely free from these differences. This is what is akhandaha aham. Jagatim bidam vijahat aham akhandaha. Means what now? Aham vijatiye. In my own language. Aham vijatiye sajatiye swagata beda rahitaha akhandaha. Okay. Atma. Akhandaha masculine. So absent atma. Akhandam brahma. Akhandam vastu. Any word used will end up with a problem. That is why when reality looked upon as Bhagavan, when we worship Bhagavan as a Devi or Swami, Devi or Swami, what do you say? Anamakaya namaha, anamikaya namaha, namarahitaha Bhagavan, namarahita Devi. I can say what? All names are Bhagavan's names or absolute nameless is Bhagavan. Either you can say Anantanam Nenamaha, Anantanamakaha, Anantanama Bhagavan, Anantanama or Anamakaha. Either you can say from the standpoint of reality, Anamakaha, Anamika. Standpoint of everything is Bhagavan means what? All names. Bhagavan is of infinite names. Two standpoints, okay? All names are Bhagavan's names. Look at the whole as Bhagavan. The standpoint of Swarupam, nameless, formless, attributeless. Akhandaha, understood, no? If you are not understood, we'll come back and see later on. Okay? Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Gurubhyo Namah Harihi Om. How many verses we have? Okay.